So someone's actually asking about how best can one obtain self-deliverance?
Self-deliverance.
Yeah, self-deliverance.
How can one obtain self-deliverance?
Mm.
Right. What is self-deliverance? Self-deliverance is the kind of deliverance that no one will come and lay hands on you.
Mm.
Or nobody will come and pray for you. It's an act of God directly. You know, when we look at our lives very clearly, the Bible says that repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. There are many self-inflicted trouble, many self-inflicted disease, many self-inflicted trouble in our life because our attitude. But when we get conscious of what we have done wrong and we come to God and repent, self-deliverance can take place automatically. So that's why sometimes when the root cause of our problem is either sin or unrighteousness, and we realize it, and we come before God with an open heart to ask for forgiveness before God, freedom comes. Confession brings freedom. When you confess your heart, your sin to God, and your heart is free, when you enter the presence of God, the Spirit of God can bring healing to your life. Deliverance. Before you realize it, iniquity will leave you. Okay, when we look at our lives as Christians, God never promised to keep us away from sickness and disease. There are lots of sicknesses, lots of things that came to our life. And all of a sudden, you go to bed and it is gone. There are a lot of trouble. You feel emotional weight upon your soul. When you pray into God's presence, it is gone. Self-deliverance brings peace of heart. When you are worried about something that bothers your mind, that bothers your heart, and you come into God's presence to pray, how do you know God answers you? Peace of heart. That peace of heart is deliverance. Deliverance from affliction, deliverance from anxiety, deliverance from worry, deliverance from when we talk about deliverance, everybody think about evil spirit. I said a Christian cannot be possessed by evil spirit, but he can be delivered from affliction. Many affliction comes because of unrighteousness, because we miss the mark. Anytime you examine your life, because the Bible says we should examine ourselves. If I examine myself and I find out that I'm the cause of this problem, self-inflicted because I didn't apply the word of God, or I purposely yield to something unrighteous and something happened, I go to God. When I get to the Father and I ask for forgiveness, and I pray, peace unto my heart, and the trouble is gone. Delivered from trouble, delivered from fear, delivered from anxiety. There are even some pain in your body that vanishes away by the power of God. That's to tell you that God loves you. Sometimes you don't need any person to pray for you. If you meditate, the greatest means of self-healing is meditation. The greatest source of self-deliverance is meditation. When you meditate in the Word, what happened? God's Spirit, you attract His presence. In the presence of God, fullness of life. The scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and verse 17, wherever is the Spirit of Jesus, there is liberty, freedom. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you, there are many troubles you have been delivered for, and you are not conscious. Sometimes we say, hey, what is this trouble? Yes, come. We even don't realize it. You were having an issue, troubling you. And when all of a sudden you realize, hey, that pain that used to be there for so many months has gone. That trouble has gone. That dream, that bad dream has gone. That's the work of Holy Spirit. So meditation in the Word of God brings revelation. And that revelation can bring the presence of God, can bring healing, salvation, and all of God's blessings. That is why it is good to pray. When we pray, prayer changes me. That change is the liberation we're talking about. Deliverance from worry, deliverance from sickness, deliverance from disease. When the Holy Spirit comes, it will set you free. That is it. So, self-deliverance, self-healing, engage your heart with God in meditation. Believe in God Almighty will visit you, and many of your troubles that came unnoticed will leave you unnoticed. So, when the problem is gone, you have peace of heart, peace of mind. Worry disappear, you will realize that God Almighty has answered you. So that's why when we pray for certain things, and we begin to worry about it, that means the problem is still there. But when you pray over the certain thing in the presence of God, and you begin to explain the peace of heart, oh, give thanks to God, he has answered you. That answer, peace, deep inside of you, you will know that the problem has gone. The enmity has gone. The obstacle has gone. The trouble has gone because God has taken over. So if you have a relationship with God in prayer, it's a two-way conversation. You pray to God and God answers you. When his presence comes, self-healing comes, self-deliverance, breakthrough, and all of God's promises will be fulfilled in your life in the name of Jesus. That is why meditation in the Word of God is a visit with God. When you meditate in your heart, that word will bring you into God's presence. And when the presence of God comes, healing, deliverance is just like breathing.
So the best way we can receive that self-deliverance is when we see the importance in the Word of God. Because God's words are our weapons. And that is why we actually believe that God is who he says he is. He has what he says he has, and he can do what he says he can do in our life. And that is the way we can best receive self-deliverance. Amen. Not that we say, oh, until someone prays for me, until I go to this place or I go to that place, but actually for us to believe that in God's word, there is transforming power, there is converting power, there is healing power, delivering power. And when we read the word of God and meditate on it and apply it to our lives and put it into practice, the word itself will change us. And that is the deliverance that we need, because it's a change from the inside out. Because where the Holy Spirit is, definitely no affliction can be. Where the Holy Spirit is, there is freedom. Remember, that is the freedom for your spirit.
God's word searches us and found us. Healing power, we call it God's healing words. Don't forget, he sent forth his word and he healed them. Jesus said to the disciple, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. God's word has capacity to refresh your mind. Healing word, deliverance come, sanctifying power, healing power, strength. That word, God does nothing without his word. So when you want God to act in you, obey his word and bring God's power in your life, and all of God's blessing become a reality to you. Thank you.
Amen. And we've received so many testimonies of people who, just by joining the University of God and reading through the Bible through the daily posts and actually doing the assignments and watching the teachings and putting it into practice in their lives, they've received that healing, that deliverance, that blessing in their life. So we encourage all of you who actually have received that, please share your testimony, because it does help the faith of others. We want you to have that spiritual maturity in your walk with God.
If you're a child of God, self-deliverance, self-healing should be something always just to happen to you constantly. How many times I woke up, I pray to the Father and it's gone. I experienced it in my life so many times. That's why we should bring our petition to God. If the prayer is a prayer of faith, God will hear you. Before you realize it, that situation is gone. So prayer is a master key. Enter into God's presence. Tune your heart to God and expect to receive miracle from God. For God never answers a prayer without miracle. Thank you.
Amen. Yeah, that should be part of our Christian life. Prayer and receiving answer from our prayer. So make sure that you are alert in your prayer life and thanking God for every moment of his attention, which is an answered prayer.